So I'm here with Jeremy Johnson. She's the General Marketplace Manager for the BBB in the Northwest and Pacific. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So we're coming up on the holiday season, and as it is throughout the year, there are scams that we need to look out for, but I think there are definitely ones that tend to pop up a little more during this season. So can you tell us a little bit, maybe when people are shopping, what things that they should be looking out for?
Yes, definitely. With holiday shopping, so many of us as consumers, we're excited. We want to get that Christmas list done and completed. And so many stores are having great deals right now. But we at the Better Business Bureau want consumers to feel good about your purchases and have a great experience. So first, we can talk a little bit about just going into the stores and looking at those ads. And one thing that you definitely want to look for is looking at the ads, looking at the sales, and just so you know the terms of those, whether you see like a great television on sale and it's at this certain price. Well, some stores, they only have so many of that item, or the sale only goes so long, or that item isn't returnable. So these are all things we at the Better Business Bureau just recommend you as a consumer, do your own little research, make sure you know exactly the terms of, you know, that sale or that specific item that you're looking for.
Right. So even just educating yourself, being smart about what you're buying and making sure you're getting what you think you're getting.
Yes, exactly.
Can sometimes people get tripped up when they get, you know, emails or something like that, not even when they're just going in stores, because online shopping is a pretty big thing too now.
Right. And online shopping, so many of us are on a variety of sites. And the one thing that you really want to watch out for is making sure first you're on the right site. So many times con artists and scammers are changing sites around where it looks like you're on that site. But you're on a counterfeit site. So that's one thing you definitely want to look for. And then just being aware whether if you are on a major site and you know it's safe, just also, again, knowing the terms of what you're purchasing. And then three of the main complaints that we get at Better Business Bureau with people shopping online is first, sometimes the item just never comes. And with major retailers, a lot of that can be taken care of. But when you're shopping on small online boutiques or different types of online shopping, sometimes the product won't show up and there's very little recourse that you can take. Second, a lot of the complaints that we receive are simply about the product not looking like what they thought it was. The picture seemed deceiving, or it's not the right color, or it just didn't look like what you thought it was. And then the third would be that the item appears to be counterfeit, whether you were ordering a name brand product and then it comes and it doesn't appear to be that actual brand. Those are the three main complaints that we see at BB or hear from at BBB all year long about people shopping online. So just definitely areas you want to be aware of and to be watching out for.
So when you get those complaints, I don't know, to me, it doesn't seem like you guys can do much about that, but maybe I'm wrong.
At the Better Business Bureau, whether we always like customers first, if you do feel like you've been a victim of a scam, we really enjoy if people go to our bbb.org/scam tracker and let people know if they dealt with an online business or something and they feel like that they've been scammed that way. Second, you can always contact the Better Business Bureau online or by written form and make a complaint against a business that you felt that you've been wronged. Or so many businesses, thousands upon thousands of businesses, have online profiles on BBB.org. And if you feel like you haven't had the best experience or you've had a great experience, you can go leave a review on their page for other people to look at in the future.
And I wanted to kind of go back to something you said earlier. When a consumer is trying to check to see if they're on the right site, what things should they be looking for to make sure that they are on the right site?
one thing that's really important when you're shopping and you're putting in financial or credit card or personal information, you want to look for the S. And that is up on the toolbar, the HTTPS. You want there to be an S after that P. And that means that site is secure. It has been properly encrypted to protect your files or your information. If you're not seeing that S, you know, you could really be taking a gamble of whether your information will be secure on that site.
What about if they're on a counterfeit site? I mean, obviously there's the S that you talked about, but are there any other things that a consumer could look for to see that they are not on the site that they think they're on?
A lot of counterfeit sites you'll see, you may see some typos or it just doesn't seem as organized or the logo looks a little digitized. Usually on a counterfeit site, you will see some little off things that may give you a little hint, but definitely look around. If something doesn't seem right, shut that, you know, window down and start again.
Okay. So then a lot of times people want to buy gift cards for others. And we were kind of talking before that sometimes people can get in trouble with getting these gift cards. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
You know, unfortunately, even as great as a gift card is, scammers find ways to try to get the information off the gift card, even off the store rack. Sometimes gift cards are totally covered in the store, so you couldn't even see the actual card. But sometimes the card you could see, and if you tamper with the package a little bit, you can get the PIN number or the activation code. And what we've seen is some scammers are activating those cards or getting the PIN, so once the card is activated, they can spend the money on that card before you or the person you give it to actually have time to use it. So it's just very important when you are buying a gift card to make sure that it doesn't look like it's been tampered with or the card with the number or the PIN couldn't be accessed by anyone else. And, you know, it's also important just when you're activating the card, making sure you're on the right site and just not putting any information in if you're not aware of where what site you're actually on.
So a card that might look like it's been tampered with, would it have like the something scratched off on it or something like that? What would we look
for? Right,
it
could have something scratched off. It could just be a little bit so someone could access those numbers. So there's a variety of ways, but we just encourage people to be aware, look at things, you know, just be extra aware.
Right. And speaking of being aware, we also talked about recently people have been getting emails that look like they're from FedEx. So what's been going on with that?
Right. And because everyone's shopping online, many of us are looking out the window or checking our phones to see if that delivery is coming today. And what we've seen is there is a scam going around, and FedEx themselves has posted this on their site as well, that some customers or even people that aren't expecting FedEx gifts or boxes are receiving an email that said there's something wrong with the delivery and some information needs to be added. This is what we call the Better Business Bureau phishing email. It's an email that scammers or con artists have used another company's logo, and what they're doing is they're using that email to phish for your personal or financial information. And they're luring you in by knowing this time of year, lots of people are using packages or getting packages or anxious about packages and are watching for those delivery confirmations. So they're trying to slide this information in. So you may think, oh my goodness, something's wrong with the package that I should be getting, or something's wrong with the package I sent to my grandma. So I better put this information in so they can fix it. And just be very careful about anything that's coming into your inbox that is asking you to put in your personal information or your financial information.
Yeah, it sounds like people who are doing these are kind of playing off your sort of like fear factor, instant response.
Right, right. And unfortunately, these people know what's going on in the world and often play off that.
Yeah. So something else people like to do during the holidays is donate to a lot of different causes. but sometimes there can be problems with that. Can you talk about what people should be looking for when they're wanting to give to a charitable organization?
When choosing a charity, so many times it's an emotional experience for all of us, and we want to help. But we at the Better Business Bureau just want you, again, to do some research and make sure the funds and the money that you're donating is going to the cause and what you'd like it to go to. So once you choose an organization, do a little research or call them and say, you know, where does this money exactly go? Do you have overhead costs? Or, you know, as far as does this money stay locally? Does it go nationwide? And BBB has a special charity section called give.org. And you can look up charities on that site and see how they operate, if there's been problems, and just kind of check into that. And while some local charities may not be on there, it just gives you a good hand of kind of the national charities and a variety of other charities that are legitimate to work with.
Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about holiday season?
No, just the Better Business Bureau wants all consumers to have just a great holiday season, and we hope that you enjoy the time with your family and friends. And just do the research, and if something seems a little off, definitely take the time to stop and make sure you're protecting your personal and your financial information.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.